Good evening. I'm Martha Richards from Holderness, 133 Sargent Road, 03245. I would first like to thank Mr. Mills for responding to our request to hold a scoping session in Plymouth. This area, like all the others, will also be severely impacted if this abhorrent project goes through, and it is only fair for our citizens to be heard, too. We don't want it, and it is not needed. This abominable Northern Pass transmission project has galvanized our New Hampshire citizens like I have never seen before. It crosses all political boundaries, all socioeconomic groups, all religions. You've heard from hundreds by now, and what brings us together is our passion to protect our beautiful state from top to bottom. It is impressive, isn't it, what has turned out? Even with the supposed promise of tax windfalls, our struggling towns are willing to forgo that impact to keep the lifestyle and preserve their scenic and touristed vistas. I have a different idea, and not having come from a corporate background, I will sound naive and like Pollyanna. But we need to fix ourselves. It's not about the electric power or visual pollution or something in our backyards. It's about our insatiable need for growth, for powering all our toys that we can't seem to live without. We're always wanting, always reaching. Maybe this time instead, Hydro-Quebec and all its pals could reach for a new environmentalism that can coincide with profits for themselves and their stockholders. Maybe they could move out into new directions by unleashing their imaginations and offer good science, good engineering, and good relations as they promote conservation, develop new alternative technologies, use and share their profits by weatherizing our drafty homes, and become the poster child for developing energy conservation. Maybe corporations don't do that, but Hydro-Quebec could change that. By now, you can see the fervor and the passion we all feel as right against might will prevail. I feel it in my heart. And no matter how long this process takes, we will fight it to our last breath. This misguided and greed-filled project is just wrong for New Hampshire.